Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Find out more about container gardening on today's program. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Soyez. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Here's a total, Miss Lawrence.
Wow, this is all?
Yes. NHF has increased the amount it pays for medication for children with NHF cards.
You're serious? This is good.
That's right. Effective September 1, the National Health Fund doubled the amount it pays on pharmaceuticals for NHF cardholders 18 years and under. To get more information, call the NHF at 906-1106. NHF, your health is your responsibility.
If you have limited space at home, you can find small versions of full-sized gardens or container gardening most useful. Think about it. A variety of short-term crops using pots, pans, or anything else that you can put soil in, as is the case in small to large gardens under normal conditions. The benefits of this practice include savings, exercise, a greater appreciation for nature, and the satisfaction of knowing that you grew your own food. A wide range of containers such as old tires, large plastic bottles, ceramic bowls, clay and plastic pots, kerosene tins, as well as 189-liter or 45-gallon drums cut into two halves can be used to start your container garden. Select containers that are suitable to the area in which they will be used. Punch holes in the bottom and sides. The bottom of tires should be lined with board having punched out holes. Place a layer of gravel about 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch deep in the bottom of the container to allow for adequate drainage. Place the container in a position where the plants will receive adequate sunlight. Container-grown plants do best in a soil mix, that is, one part soil, preferably loam, one part sand, and one part broken down organic matter. Add 6 tablespoons of NPK fertilizer to each cubic foot of soil mix. Soil in containers should be allowed to settle for a week or two before planting. Nutritious food that are ideally suited for container gardening include callaloo, tomato, peppers, lettuce, cabbage, cucumber and squash, pole beans, string beans and peas, and onion, escallion, garlic and thyme. When planting, sow seeds, suckers or plantlets directly into your containers. Water your plants regularly, such as every 2 to 3 days to maintain adequate moisture, but avoid excessive watering as this will cause waterlogging. After plants are established and growing, you may apply additional fertilizer and other things such as side dress and foliar spray as recommended. Inspect plants regularly for the presence of insects and diseases. Some insect pests feed on the leaves of plants while others eat the fruit. To control insect infestation, you may plant marigold flowers among the plants. The strong odor of these flowers repel insects. To control soft-bodied insects, you may make your own simple pesticide by mixing 1 tablespoon of powder or liquid soap to 1 gallon of water. Garlic and onions, properly blended, filtered, and sprayed on plants will also act as a repellent to insects. Wood ash will control cutworms and slugs. Plant diseases, however, may be more difficult to detect. And when in doubt, concerning infestations or infections, call RADA. An extension officer will be more than happy to provide advice and assistance. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Do make your left hand know what your right hand do. Translation, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And this means, some activities must be kept a secret, even from those close to you.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyez with studio engineer Lorraine Mendez, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.